Welcome back in, Chris and Cowboy with you, the Friday afternoon roundtable. We are live at Worth Harley-Davidson North, 6600 North Oak, online at WorthHarleyDavidson.com. Don't worry, if you're out there worried about getting financed, Worth Harley-Davidson North can get you financed. You can fill out the application online, WorthHarleyDavidson.com. Come in and see James. He'll get you taken care of. Don't worry about the financing. Just get ready to ride. They are home of the We Pay You Guaranteed Lowest Price. If the Worth price isn't your best price, they'll pay you $500 in parts and accessories if you buy any new Harley-Davidson for less than you can at Worth Harley-Davidson North. So come on out here and see us. We're here till 6 o'clock.
Training camp starts next Friday, and 610 Sports Radio is giving you a chance to get your first look at the brand new Chiefs. Join our Nick Wright on the Roadrunner Power Boost Express to River Falls August 10th through the 13th. $335 gets you on the bus along with hotel accommodations at the Mall of America in Minneapolis. Plus, we'll even check out a Royals Twins game. Space is limited, so round up your crew and reserve your seat for this great getaway now at 610sports.com. That's 610sports.com, the Roadrunner Power Boost Express to River Falls, powered by Time Warner Cable. You got to love that, Mick. Sam Adams and 610 Sports Radio.
All right, we are live at Worth Harley-Davidson North, back in studio for the roundtable. Mick Schaefer of Metro Sports and Neanderthal Paul Marshall from 98.9 The Rock. Guys, we've been talking a lot of football about the AFC West, but another hot-button issue in the NFL has been the Mike Vick situation, and this is a guy who is now free to be reinstated. And we haven't had a chance to talk with you guys about this. Mick, we'll start with you. Your thoughts on Mike Vick. You're in Roger Goodell's shoes. Do you let this guy come back? Do you think he should be allowed back in the NFL? Is this a guy you want as part of your league?
Actually, I have no problem with Michael Vick coming back. Of all the guys, you know, that have gotten trouble in the NFL in the last decade, two decades, whatever, I mean, he's paid his debt back to society. He literally served his time. He paid his punishment, and now I think he should be allowed to go out and earn a living. Now, obviously, the NFL, if you don't want the black eye of having, a convicted felon coming back and playing football, a dog killer, whatever you want to call it, coming back and playing, you certainly have that right. But the precedence that's been set before, there's been a lot of guys let back for a lot of reasons. And I think in all the cases, Michael Vick is certainly paid his debt more than a lot of guys. I'm totally fine with him coming back.
I think you look at Mike Vick. He did pay his debt to society. There are guys that have done a lot worse than Michael Vick that are still playing in the NFL. Leonard Little, for example, I believe has killed two people in drunk driving accidents, at least one.
He killed one and then got another.
And then got another one. As much as he was never convicted, Ray Lewis, Andre Rison, we could get down the list of Pac-Man Jones. We can get down the list of people that have had multiple chances. I think let him play, and if he's good enough to make a team, then more power to him. Not a fan. I think Michael Vick has always been overrated. I don't think he's ever done anything that has been any superior than what Randall Cunningham did years ago. I'm well stated on that one. I'm not a fan of his personal life, but this is his chosen profession. I think if you're going to allow some of these other guys to continue to play in the league, you got to give Michael Vick his chance too.
The angle that we'd always talked about too has been the dog fighting, but there's something else that's been brought up that I think is kind of on the outside of this issue, and it's the gambling side of things. I mean, Mike Vick was fronting a book, an illegal gambling ring, along with the dog fighting, and I don't know if I'm the commissioner, because I'm opposite of you guys. I don't think you let him back in. I know he served his time. There's got to be some type of a suspension before you let him back in because, you took his money away and you didn't let him play, but he made that decision himself for getting involved with that. Now he's out and he can play. You've got to suspend him and have some type of repercussions from the NFL side, aside from the jail time that people put in place.
Here's what I don't get about that, and guys, feel free to weigh in. Why does there have to be extra punishment? The man has missed 2 years.
Because the NFL hasn't punished him.
He lost $70 million.
Yeah, the NFL has punished him by taking away that contract and taking away that salary. Now, granted, he didn't deserve to get it.
He would have been working to get that money if he was in jail.
But if you don't think Michael Vick has paid a heavy price, a price that you and I couldn't even fathom, 2 years in prison, basically almost 2 years in prison, and he had a $130 million contract that was void.
Don't cry for Michael Vick. You got to be responsible for your actions.
But to pretend like this guy hasn't paid a price and that somehow he owes more, he has paid a price that you and I could never even fathom.
Well, that's okay, but the problem is...
But he also did something that I would never have considered.
Absolutely. But what I'm saying is, why does he deserve to pay more? when he
paid, I don't think he does.
He paid more of a price than anybody in the history of this country has ever paid for dogfighting.
So Dante
Nobody
Stallworth
has ever lost as much as Michael Vick for dogfighting in this country.
Dante Stallworth gets out of jail.
He's paid his price.
Stallworth is back. He's paid his price. He served his 30 days in jail for DUI manslaughter. He's back in. He's paid his price. He's done what the court says he could do. The guy should be let back in. Well, I don't think that guy should ever play again.
That's been the case in the NFL for years. There are so many other cases, so many other guys that, I don't know, you can't really get in a debate of comparing crimes. And yeah, I guess you could, but it's hard to do.
Well,
so
any crime is committed, if you serve your time jail time, then you served your time, you should be able to play.
That's how one of the things has been.
Yeah, one of the things that needs to also be brought up is playing in the National Football League is not a right. It is a privilege.
No, exactly.
It is a privilege. And it really, and Goodell has been very well documented as being very strong and hard on personal accountability. And this is his penultimate challenge. Pac-Man Jones was nothing compared to this, not because what Pac-Man did was any less or more heinous than what Michael Vick did, but because the public outcry in this country, you can beat a wife, you can kill somebody in a drunk driving accident, you can shoot yourself in a club, but if you kill a fuzzy puppy, regardless of the fact that it's a pit bull and not very fuzzy, but there are dog advocates that will come out there, you cannot, we are the top of the food chain. Another human being has an opportunity to make a conscious decision. Dogs are considered, you know, lower than us on the food chain and have no choice and have only instinct. If you hurt something that's considered one of those sacred cows, no pun intended, in our society, that brings out a public outcry that is beyond what other people have had. And that's what makes this the penultimate challenge for Roger Goodell, because this affects the entire PR, potential revenue, and protests that could affect the National Football League's bottom line, which is the almighty dollar.
Do you think a team, both of you guys, do you think a team's willing to take the chance on him? Do you think he gets a chance from somebody in the league that's willing to take the PR hit?
Absolutely.
I think they bring him in. I think they invite him to training camp. I think that a couple of weeks go by and the pressure comes up, and I think they cut him. And I think he ends up in that UFL.
No, it's the NFL. There are too many desperate teams out there. It happens so many times. There, you know, nobody thought anybody was going to take a chance on Pac-Man Jones. I mean, T.O., I mean, it's obviously...
Well, T.O.'s just a jerk. Right. T.O.'s not a felon. But, I mean, there's a big difference.
And he produces. That's the thing. Can Mike Vick even produce? He wasn't a good quarterback. If he comes back...
He's not a good quarterback.
He's nothing but a kick returner.
How many good quarterbacks are there in the NFL?
A wildcat quarterback.
He got the Falcons to the playoffs.
Yeah. Couple times. He won the first ever, you know, first road quarterback to ever win a playoff game at Lambeau Field. He did some decent things, but he wasn't a very good quarterback when he went to prison.
But
he
was the greatest marketing tool for the NFL for a couple of years.
Oh,
remember,
absolutely.
Regardless of how we all feel about it, the idea that a charismatic, athletic black quarterback, a position that traditionally was not marketed around, started to happen when Michael Vick played in Atlanta, made that team a marquee team in the NFL. He was the greatest marketing plan for the NFL for the decade.
He's not anymore.
Now he's not. Now he's a potential marketing albatross, and I think that's the true value of Michael Vick, not as a player, but as a marketing scheme.
And that's the thing. I mean, Mick, picture that the Chiefs bring this guy in here. Are Clark Hunt, Scott Pioli, are they going to be comfortable with people picketing outside of Arrowhead Stadium? Are they going to be comfortable with probably losing some sponsors? And that's what you have to think of. You know, you talked about the dollar. Hamblin, you've talked about it a lot when we've brought this up. It comes down to, even if Mike Vick can help you win, if sponsors are going to pull their money because of it, it doesn't matter. He's not worth that much. He's not Peyton Manning. He's not Tom Brady. Hell, he's not even Randall Cunningham. You brought up Randall
Cunningham.
Sure. Randall Cunningham was a much better quarterback than Michael Vick is. And this is a situation where I think it's going to come down to the team that brings him in, how much heat do they get?
Well, who would bring him in?
Are they going to lose sponsors?
Who's that desperate?
Teams with the Wildcat, basically. Teams that run the Wildcat.
The Dolphins?
Yeah, the Dolphins. That's what everybody talks about.
And anybody who brings Vic in could install some sort of package like
right.
that. But you turn him into Cordell Stewart. You turn him into a guy that can play quarterback.
Who's another
Some wide receiver.
Another failure, though. I mean, do you want to invest?
The Steelers were good when Cordell Stewart and Tommy Maddox were at the top.
Are you willing to completely change your scheme, your offensive game plan, to accommodate this guy with that kind of baggage?
Well, he only plays 15, 18 plays a game. You're not going to have to pay him that much. And he can be your kick returner. That's the thing. Mike Vick, when the ball is in his hands, if he's still got his speed, he's electric. If you're only paying the guy $750,000, $1 million, he can be your kick returner. You don't have that much invested in him. There are ways he can affect the game that aren't at the quarterback position. I think that's the way a team would utilize
it. And which third or fourth string knifer on a kick return team takes a bounty to take his knees out? Because that will happen.
Probably.
That happens in the NFL. There are personal vendettas. And you know, if this guy is bad for football and you disagree with him philosophically, there are guys that will take that hit.
Yeah, but you know, I think you think that'll happen. But what guy does in the NFL doesn't think Mike Vick deserves a second chance? How many of the guys out there think that? Because I don't think,
if you're fighting for a roster spot, I think a lot. If you're a kick returner and you lose your job to Michael Vick,
well, then you're telling your buddy on the other team to take him out?
And you can possibly get on a kick coverage team for another team somewhere. I'm sorry.
I just think that if it's about getting the job, that is the same way with every player in the league. But if it's about being mad at him for killing dogs, then I don't think that the rest of the guys in the NFL really could care less. I mean, they're like, hey, he's one of us. He's one of our guys. He second chance. They'd want the same second chance.
So what you're saying is Dantrell Savage should be careful because B.J. Sams might be coming after
him. It's possible.
Go Nancy Kerrigan on
it's
that.
It's possible. You guys give the NFL a little bit more credit than it deserves sometimes. It is absolutely about who can make their money, and there's some of the – yeah, they're professionals, but they're rich professionals.
Well, you said it yourself. It happens already. So yeah. I don't think – you know, what's the difference then when he comes back, you know – that's going to happen.
Because if I think somebody knifes at Michael Vick's knees, I think he's more of a target. I think that because people don't look, Terrell Owens gets hit more across the middle than Jerry Rice ever did because Terrell Owens is not light.
And so what's the problem then, I guess, with somebody going after Michael Vick's knees?
I don't have a problem with it at all. Yeah. You get into the game, that's part
that's
of the
how
game.
It works, yeah.
That's part of the game. I think that when it happens and it happens on national television, I think that millions of people cheer. I think the audience in the stadium brings up a pop, and I think it's bad for football.
See, I think America is kind of softening their stance on Michael Vick just because of the prison sentence and, you know, the time that it's,
well, we'll
it's
see.
Passed. And this is a country that accepts apologies and, you know, takes on second chances.
And because I don't think people have read the, I guess, the reports of what he did.
Oh, you mean like picking up dogs and slamming them to the ground to kill them?
Or drowning them or electrocuting them.
Or, yeah, taking a cattle prod and hitting them in the testicles.
Yeah, I think stuff like that.
Yeah, those things are
out of
mind. No, we can look past that.
Like, we get further away from September 11th, and I think people forget.
Oh, absolutely.
How dramatic the impact that had on us is. And you should try not to do that, obviously. But I think as we get further removed from certain events, you get numb to, oh, that happened, I remember it. I think Mike Vick's exactly the same.
Oh, I think you're going to get emails from people, too, by the way. They're going to say, well, who cares? They're just pit bulls. That's what they're bred for. That's not what they're bred for. They're farming dogs. They are nurturing dogs. And the mistake is that aggression is fostered by their human handlers, not by the dog's breed. Everybody will tell you all these preconceptions of they have locking jaws. No, they don't. They are extremely aggressive. No, you know what's it's aggressive about a pit bull? It's not the pit bull itself. It's the terrier side of the breed, not the bull side of the breed. Terriers are aggressive, dog-on-dog aggression, and it's very easy to subdue with proper training. Pit bulls are only aggressive because their human handlers allow it, and in this case, fostered it. That's the thing. Do not blame the dog. Blame the people that did this. This is one of those things, and I know you're going to get emails about that, which is why I wanted to say that, because it's not the dog's fault. Dogs don't make a conscious decision to fight. They don't make a conscious decision to bite. They react on instinct. They have to be trained to fight, and they fight, and they fight tenaciously because they want to please their handlers. Not because it's an innate part of the breed. They are service dogs. They want to please the people because they want to love their owners. That's why they fight. Not because it's inherent and part of the breed. It's part of the it's dogs love their owners. They just want to be scratched. They just want to know that they did good. They want to be praised. So, unfortunately, these dogs are physically gifted for violence, but it's fostered by human beings. And don't blame the dog.
And absolutely. And it just to restate, what he did was heinous. I think we all agree on that. Everybody agrees on that. I think the issue here is, does the NFL allow him in? I think it's a league filled with teams that see the bottom line and see winning as a means
what is
to
the
get
bottom
to
line?
Money.
Money winning. Or winning?
Well, winning gets you money.
Okay, so I guess the answer
for the
is,
most part.
Does Michael Vick give you a good chance to win?
Yeah, if they feel that way, they will allow him back in.
Well, then let him in.
All right. That's Mick Schaefer from Metro Sports and Paul Marshall. I always butcher your name.
Yeah, thanks.
It's not a difficult name to say.
No, it's not.
You're butchering it. A lot of L's and,
Paul Marshall from 98.9 The Rock.
Red leather, yellow leather. Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
They are back in studio. Chris and Cowboy, we are live at Worth Harley-Davidson North, the biggest selection of new Harleys in the area. More than 100 certified used Harleys. The lowest price, or they'll pay you $500 in parts and accessories. If you can buy any new Harley for less than you can can at Worth Harley Davidson North. Visit them online, worthharleydavidson.com. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back. We will talk a bit about Peeping Toms. Aaron Andrews, all over the place. We'll get the tape of
Paul Marshall
and Mick Schaefer. Did they watch the video?
Yes.
Did they like women to give them their sports? We'll talk about that coming up next.